It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Authorities say a group of 24 hikers from El Paso had to be rescued on Sunday in the Oregon Mountains by the Las Cruces Fire Department and other law enforcement. The hiking group was trying to attempt to scale the Needle, one of the most difficult ascents in the mountain range. Authorities say the hikers became stranded once the sun set. One woman was injured and had to be carted down by rescuers. Authorities say the group began the guided hike before dawn on Sunday. It's graduation season, and some schools, for the first time since the pandemic began, are holding in-person commencement ceremonies. But for families spread across both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, where travel is still restricted for Mexican nationals, it's more complicated. For the University of Texas at El Paso's graduation this past weekend, the college worked out an agreement with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, allowing Mexican parents with current travel documents to cross the border for commencement. Though KRA's Mallory Falk reports, many extended families still had to divide their celebrations across the Rio Grande.
It's taken UTEP student Manuel Almaraz a lot to get to graduation day. He lives in Juarez, and that's meant commuting across the U.S.-Mexico border every day for class.
I never like to be late, so that's why I've been waking up since 5:30 in the morning, getting out of my house at 6.
Catching a bus to an international bridge, waiting in a long line, going through customs.
And then from there, getting another bus to get to UTEP. It's been hard, but at this moment, I feel like everything, all the effort I put in, it's paying off.
Now, his house in Juarez is full of beaming relatives. All his graduation regalia is laid out on his bed.
Here I have the honors court, which is the summa cum laude court, and this is my first generation court.
His mom, Juana Acosta, smooths out his gown so he can look sharp for the ceremony.
Alistándole a mi hijo su toga. Para que vaya bien presentable a su graduación.
Manuel's grandfather, Juan Acosta, says he's excited to celebrate the first college graduate in the family.
Estamos mucho muy orgullosos de él.
As a clinical laboratory science student at UTEP, Manuel's been on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic, working as a contact tracer and volunteering for El Paso's Department of Public Health.
I felt that I was making that impact, so that made me so happy.
Now he helps prepare doses at the college vaccination clinic, where he's convinced several reluctant classmates to get the shot. He also kept a watchful eye on the border COVID travel restrictions, hoping they'd be lifted in time for graduation. As a student born in the U.S., he's been able to cross freely. But today, only some of his family members will be able to attend commencement in El Paso. The special CBP arrangement allowing UTEP parents to cross doesn't apply to other family members, like Manuel's grandfather. He remembers when he was starting college.
And my grandpa told me, oh yeah, I want to ask God to give me the permission to live until he sees me graduate. So now I feel so happy that he's living right now, so blessed. But at the same time, I feel sad that he cannot see me in person.
Manuel's mom can't cross the border for a different reason, also pandemic-related. She was waiting for an interview with the consulate, one of the last steps in her green card application, when COVID hit. With that on hold, she doesn't have the documents she'd need to attend.
Me hubiera gustado haber estado acompañándolo, pero...
I would have liked to be there with him, she says, but he knows that all my heart and love will be there.
Todo mi corazón y todo mi amor va a estar ahí.
Manuel's binational college career will culminate in binational celebrations. The Juarez contingent of his family watching the live stream, cheering him on from the kitchen table, while his relatives living in the U.S. and his dad, Juan Almaraz, attend in person at UTEP Sun Bowl.
My son graduating, if you know, I mean, feeling those goosebumps all over my body.
Mariachi's kickoff commencement. Then the graduates' names get called.
Manuel Almaraz.
Manuel steps up, grabs his diploma, and smiles for the live stream cameras.
Congratulations, graduates!
It ends with a fireworks display and much merriment, but he doesn't linger.
After graduation, I will get right away from UTEP to here to Juarez to meet my family, seeing with my cap and gown and everything ready.
Like he's done hundreds of times, Manuel crosses the border back into Mexico, this time degree in hand. and instead of what he'd usually do, go straight home and study, he heads to the garden venue his family's rented for a party. The room erupts when he walks in, looking sharp like his mom wanted. Everyone throws confetti. He hugs his mom and grandpa first. There's menudo, brisket, vanilla cake, enough for everyone from both sides of the border. I'm Mallory Falk in Juarez.